Welcome back to Boozy Bracketology, where we are the home of strong drinks, strong opinions, and crowning champions. My name is Jeff, and I'll be your host tonight as we take a closer look at the Disneyverse. We're breaking down all four theme parks in their own regions to battle it out for the title of Best Disney World Attraction. With me tonight are a rambunctious crew of Disney files that are ready to make some tough decisions, so let's take a second to find out how they are and what's in their glass. Marissa, how are you? And what is in your glass?
I'm doing all right. I have a lovely 40-ounce bottle of water.
40 ounces of freedom. That's what I hear. Very good, very good. Steven, you're up next. How you doing? And what's in your glass tonight?
Pretty good. I got nothing in a glass, but in a plastic bottle, I got Diet Coke, which is not a bad place to put it.
Not at all. Some would say that a glass bottle might be better.
You're not wrong. The glass bottle is the superior cola drinking vessel.
Well, you can go watch Good Mythical Morning and find out which one they think is better. Glass, bottle, fountain, or can.
You certainly could, or you could just keep listening to Boozy Bracketology, which would also be amazing. Before you feel like jumping ship in the intros. All right. Well, up next, we've got Nikki. Nikki, how are you doing, and what's in your glass?
I actually do have a glass bottle. It's my usual Topo Chico, but it is in a glass bottle, so... Maybe that's why it's good.
That's probably it. Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Topo Chico.
That's the secret. That's the secret.
Also the drink of Good Mythical Morning.
We watch way too much YouTube.
YouTube is devoured our lives. All right. Up next. Let's see. Who did I put on this list that I'm making up as we go? Up next, we've got Joel. Joel, how are you doing tonight? And what is in your glass?
I am seeing Melissa and or Marissa and how toasty she is, so I have decided to put away the TaylorMade and pull out a AHA sparkling water. Wait for it. Ah, that's refreshing. This one is lime watermelon flavored.
Very good. As Melissa is over here singing Take On Me, let's go over to Mike and see how he's doing and what's in his glass.
Well, I see, like Vanessa Williams, you saved the best for last. In honor of that went over the head of everybody except for me, right?
Yeah.
I was the only one who was drowning in adult contemporary in the 80s.
Well, lots of Vanessa Williams references.
Okay.
Here.
I'm sorry. Okay, no.
Bring the boozy.
Yeah, bring the boozy. That's right. In honor of the Animal Kingdom tonight, I brought along another juicy bunny pale ale from Straight to Ale Brewing right here in Huntsville, Alabama. A delicious and refreshing pale ale.
And there it is. That means we are ready. As we dive through our matchups tonight, we're gonna go ahead and get kicked off with our number one seed, Avatar Flight of Passage, versus our number 16 seed, the Boneyard. After that, we've got the 8 seed, the Triceratops Spin, versus the number 9 seed, Finding Nemo, the musical. Up next, we've got the number 5 seed, Navi River Journey, versus the 12 seed of the Animation Experience. Then we've got the number 4 seed, Festival of the Lion King, versus the 13 seed, Maharaj Jungle Trek. After that, we've got the 6 seed, Kali River Rapids, versus the 11 seed, Up, A Great Bird Adventure. And our last three are the Kilimanjaro Safari at the 3 seed, versus the 14 seed of Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail. And then we've got the 7 seed of Dinosaur versus the 10 seed of It's Tough to Be a Bug. And finally, our 2 seed of Expedition Everest goes up against our 15 seed of the Conservation Station. Up first, making our vote in Avatar Flight of Passage versus the Boneyard, we've got Marissa.
Is that a question? Are you not sure which one, who's going first? You didn't write it down.
I'm not sure if it's Marissa or Melissa, but we'll get there.
Mary, Melissa, Miranda, I get a lot of it.
Those are the nicest words they use.
Yeah, true. I've been called worse things. The Boneyard is a fun place for the kids to just go run around, hang out, have fun. Other than that, you know, Dinoland USA is pretty much garbage. Flight of Passage is incredible. It's breathtaking. It's so much fun. The rider restriction's a little ridiculous, in my opinion. I don't think it needs to be as strict as it is. You just get pushed out on a platform. So that's a little sad for certain people who can't ride it. But, you know, if this is like, if it was like pandemic time and I could walk right on constantly, I'd do it numerous times in a day. So Flight of Passage gets my vote.
And the number one seed picks up its first vote. Steven, what say you?
Yeah, I was too old to get into the Boneyard, and I don't have any kids that are young enough to go into the Boneyard. So I've never really experienced it. Maybe if it was the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playground they had, that would have some nostalgia for me. But it wouldn't really matter because no playground is going to go toe-to-toe against Flight of Passage. Flight of Passage is a great ride. It's just every time it takes my breath away a little bit when the Banshee starts to breathe and you can feel its lungs expand on your legs. It's really a great ride. It really, it's a simulator, but they actually took the time to make it a ride too. It's different than anything else. So if you haven't been on it, that's burn your fast pass on it. Get there right away at rope drop. Do whatever you can to get on it because it's going to be a long ride. But even if you have to wait through the line, it's going to be worth it. And it empties out at that Mongolian barbecue thing they pretend is space food, too. And that's a pretty good restaurant. So Flight of Passage all the way.
Flight of Passage picks up its second vote. Nikki.
Yeah, I mean, as someone with a little kid, I mean, definitely having those little places for them to run around is nice. But it's just a playground. I mean, it's not, you know, it's fun for them, and I'm sure, honestly, probably at Abby's age, that would probably be almost her favorite thing to do. So, yeah, I would think we have to go with Pandora.
Very good. Flight of Passage does pick up its third vote. Joel, what do you say on this matchup?
As the resident unpopular opinion king, I gotta admit, I like the Boneyard better, and here's the reason why. Flight of Passage, I was so pumped to finally do it that Angelina started riding roller coasters and stuff. I waited in line for 2 hours, and the line was all the way back near the Lion King. It just followed the river down that boardwalk off to the side. Socially distancing, of course, spread it out. But still, I was the designated line waiter. So I waited in there until we got close to the front and then called the rest of the family over. We all got in. We were so excited. Oh, I've heard so much about this ride. I sat down and they came up to me and they said, "Excuse me, sir, you have massive calves. And because of that, we cannot lock the seat in completely. You can't ride this ride." And so my experience with that was the ride is not plus-sized friendly for a lot of people. So because of that, I never got to ride it. Plus, I kind of like the whole dig pit over in the Boneyard where Angelina could just play in the, pebble sand. And, I sit down and relax in the shade with my wife a little bit and take a load off the feet. It's kind of like I'm at the beach almost with a lot more germs. I'm going with the Boneyard, the ball pit of Disney.
And the Boneyard picks up a sympathy vote here. Mike, what do you say on this one?
It's not going to pick up a second sympathy vote. Boneyard's fine, but it's a very good playground, but it's still just a playground. We will talk about Flight of Passage much more later, clearly, since it's already moving on. So I won't talk about it too much more other than to say it's awesome and it gets my vote.
Very good. Avatar Flight of Passage picks up its fourth vote, moving it on to the second round. As we move on to our second decision, the 8 seed of Triceratops Spin versus the 9 seed of Finding Nemo the Musical. Up first, we've got Steven.
Triceratops Spin, it's a Dumbo clone. Let's call a spade. That's all it is. It's a Dumbo clone. Finding Nemo the Musical is delightful. I love the puppetry in it. I think the songs for what the venue is are kind of banging, and they've got definite earworm quality. You'll be singing Big Blue World for the rest of the day. I think the That's My Dad song's actually kind of touching, too. I really adore what they do. And I think the puppetry work, the way they just chose to put the actors in a costume and then have them hold their puppets, it's something that you don't see at theme parks a lot. It's something that you would expect to see more in, like, you know, the Broadway production of Avenue Q would be the thing that comes to my mind, even though that's obviously played for comedy. No, Finding Nemo musical is great. The only real disadvantage is that they don't sell the soundtrack anywhere, as far as I can tell, because I would totally put that on my earbud and listen to it because I'm a nerd and I want to torture myself with earworms. Finding Nemo the Musical all the way.
All right. Finding Nemo the Musical picks up the first vote. Nikki, what do you say here?
Yeah, Finding Nemo the Musical, to me, you don't really get a Broadway caliber experience like that a lot of times. I think it's a great way for people who are going to a place like Disney World to get that kind of experience, because it really is a beautiful show. I like that they added their own music. I mean, it's really kind of an exclusive to Disney World. I mean, Triceratops, I know I can't say it. again, yeah, it's just Dumbo with dinosaurs. So yeah, I have to give it to Finding Nemo the Musical. I really think it's one of the best things at Animal Kingdom.
Very good. Finding Nemo the Musical gets its second vote. Joel?
Now, I don't think we're giving Triceratops Spin enough credit for this. I mean, Dumbo goes up and down. This goes up and down and leans forward and backwards. However, still, I'm terrified of heights. I hate Triceratops Spin. I got to go with Finding Nemo the Musical, and I'll tell you why. Just like with the previous episode and Frozen Ever After, I walk out of there laughing every time. With this one, I walk out of there crying every time. Yeah, that's right. I'm not afraid to admit it. I cried during movies, and I cried during Finding the Nemo Musical. So, my vote is for that.
And Finding Nemo the Musical picks up its third vote. Mike?
Well, Steven pretty much just took exactly what I had written down and then doubled or tripled the eloquence in expressing it. So I will just say that I'm also giving my vote to Finding Nemo the Musical, and just imagine what Steven said, except sounding more like dumbass me, and move it on.
All right, very good. Finding Nemo picks up a fourth vote. And Marissa, what do you say here?
Yeah, Triceratops Spin is the same ride system as the Flying Carpets, which, again, is not a necessary ride. Give us the space back over there, too. Finding Nemo the Musical is incredible. It's great. Sometimes it can be hit or miss, depending on who the voice actors are. You can buy the soundtrack on Amazon, not in the parks, but is on Amazon, and it does look like you can download it on iTunes for anyone who wants to go listen to that soundtrack. Yeah, Finding Nemo the Musical gets my vote.
And we have our first sweep of the Animal Kingdom region, Finding Nemo the Musical, moving on to the second round. All right, let's dive into our third matchup here. We have the 5 seed of the Navi River Journey versus the 12 seed of the Animation Experience. Up first, let's hear from Nikki.
Yeah, I think the Animation Experience is fun. You get to learn how to draw, but I am terrible at drawing, so it's a very frustrating thing for me. Like, I can really barely draw a stick figure, so it's just not very fun for me. But it's a cute thing, but I think that Navi River Journey is really pretty. So I'm going with Navi River Journey.
And Navi River Journey picks up its first vote. Joel?
I enjoy the Navi River. That was a fun ride, but I got to admit, I felt very lackluster about it. I was wanting more. It just seemed very short. It was nowhere near like Pirates or even what's the other boat ride at Disney? Oh yeah, that's right. It's a Small World. Both of those to me seem a lot longer and a lot more kind of going on in this. And it was just way too short for me. So personally, I like the fact that at the animation experience, you get to interact with an actual Disney artist that's worked on some movies and art and stuff. So you have that. And then you get a fun souvenir compliments of Disney. It's rare that they give anything away free, but you get to take that home and enjoy the experience of having the fruits of your labor on paper for that. I got to go with the upset animation experience.
Very good. The 12 seed picks up its first vote. Mike, let's hear your thoughts.
You know, both of these are kind of good as a laid back break in the day, but there's really part of me that I kind of agrees with Joel here. I mean, the visuals in the Navi River Journey are nice, but, and it didn't leave me feeling excited about it. The animation experience, I think it's cool to see the process in action and all that kind of stuff. It's also honestly bothering me a little bit. We don't have a 12-5 upset yet. Got to be one here, right? Maybe. I think I'm going to give my vote to the animation experience here.
And the 12 seed picks up a second vote. Marissa?
Joel and Mike have made some pretty compelling arguments there for animation experience. I've never had the opportunity to do it. I know Joel has, and they showed us the incredible, told us about the incredible experience they had and the drawing they got and they made. Navi River Journey, again, yeah, it is a little bit short. You kind of find that with the newer rides. They like to get people in, get people out as fast as they can. Shorter rides, higher volume. The thing that bothers me about it is beautiful. It's stunning. The animatronic is one of the most complex that Disney has made. I don't know if it still is now that, you know, they have Rise and the opening of Avengers Campus out in Disneyland. I don't know if that still stands. But the motors on those boats are so loud, and I don't understand why. I hate to do it so early. I hate to give animation experience a vote so early and send it, you know, send Navi River Journey down the river.
Hey, I see what you did there.
And the line is always so long. Why? I mean, I know why, because it's in Pandora. I'm going to do it. I'm going to give animation experience his third vote.
And just like that, Steven is shut out and does not get to make a deciding vote. But let's hear what he would have had to say either way.
Well, I'm not upset at all because there's clearly one experience here that's much, much better, and that's the animation experience. Navi River Journey is a fine little boat ride, but there are plenty of fine little boat rides throughout the Disney parks. Its cheap feature it has over the other ones is that it's got more neon, and I guess if you're a big fan of neon, that'll push it over, but that's really the only difference between it and Pirates. The animation experience, I'm a person who does like to draw, and I draw a lot, and when I doodle Disney characters, and when I get the opportunity to go and learn from an actual animator, that's something that I would pay to take a class, and they're giving it to me as fun in a theme park. The animation experience is great. I highly suggest it to anyone who's even slightly interested in animation as an art form, because it's a great introduction to that. And you're going to learn a valuable skill. If you do the things, if you practice the things that they teach you over and over again, you're not going to be too long before you can start to actually create decent looking Disney animation, or at least single frames of Disney animation. But yeah, the animation experience is great. Get your number 2 pencil out and go to Disney World.
Well, Mike willed it into existence, but our 12 seed, the Animation Experience, is moving on over the Navi River Journey. Up next is our 4 seed, the Festival of the Lion King, versus the 13 seed, Maharaj Jungle Trek. Voting first is Joel.
Again, I'm a sucker for the shows and the live performances. I enjoy the acrobatics and the wow of the Festival of the Lion King. Plus, I'm not a fan of trekking. My feet have trekked all the way around this whole zoo section and all the way around the side of this giant tree and this lake that you've created in the middle of there to get to the ride. I don't want to trek anymore. I just want to sit and be driven around like at the Kilimanjaro Safari or something like that. So I'm going to go with Festival of the Lion King. Plus, I think it's always fun that you get to make a giraffe sound. Meh.
And Festival of the Lion King picks up its first vote. Mike.
I always think of the dying giraffe in the South Park movie. Wah. Wah. No. Sorry, that there's a micro generation that really appreciated that. To which I belong. I don't have a whole lot to say. I mean, the Jungle Trek is fine, but I love Festival of Lion King. Like that is actually one staple for us. It's a show that we hit, I would say, every time we've gone to Animal Kingdom. I don't know that we've ever missed it. The whole production is just fun. It's a great attraction, and you know, as Joel said, you've done a lot of trekking. It's nice to take a load off, and you get to be in one of the animal sections and make the sound. And it's fun for the whole family. It really is, and high production quality and all that kind of stuff. It's a great thing, like right before lunch, and then you go and you know hit up some more rides or whatever. But yeah, Festival of the Lion King gets my vote.
Festival of the Lion King picks up its second vote. Marissa?
I don't mind walking. And you know what the Maharaj Jungle Trek has? Tigers. Except you're not always guaranteed to see those tigers. You know what you are guaranteed to see? At Festival of the Lion King, a great show, no matter what. Now, I know right now it's the celebration of the Festival of the Lion King, and there's no acrobats and whatnot because of social distancing. It'll come back eventually in its full form, but I'm sure it's still great. Yeah, Festival of the Lion King gets my vote.
Festival of the Lion King picks up its third vote. Steven?
So before Finding Nemo the Musical made its way onto this park, Festival of the Lion King was my favorite show there. That being said, I'm a person who genuinely likes to go to zoos. I go to the Fort Worth Zoo here two, three times a year, and I still go to Dallas Zoo one or two times. The Maharaja Jungle Trek is a really good mini zoo inside this theme park. Yeah, it's sometimes you can't always see the tigers, but they give you five different viewing points for the tiger. So if you want to see a tiger and you're going to spend a little bit of time there, you're going to see a tiger and you're going to get a pretty good view of it. And you're going to get to walk through and go into that place that freaks people out because they got the big fruit bats and there's no actual division between you because people don't understand what fruit bats are. That's a really good exhibit. There's a really good, legitimate zoo pathway in here that deserves some respect. So since there's no chance of moneyballing this, I'm going to go ahead and give my vote to the Maharaja Jungle Trek.
And the 13 seed does pick up a vote, but let's hear from Nikki and find out how this ends.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot more to say. I mean, I would go with the Festival of the Lion King. I just think it's a really good show. You know, it is sort of this kind of almost Broadway-esque experience in the middle of a theme park, so it has my vote.
Very good. Festival of the Lion King moves on with 4 votes versus the Maharaj Jungle Trek's 1. Up next, we've got the 6 seed of the Kali River Rapids versus the 11 seed of Up, A Great Bird Adventure. With our first vote, we've got Mike kicking us off.
Well, if you like water rides, it's hard to go wrong with Cali River Rapids, right? And I really like water rides. But you get soaked on this one. I mean, we talked about it in, I think it was you're talking about it for Splash Mountain in the very first episode, that post-ride squishy shoes thing. That just really sucks. But that said, I just don't care for the Great Bird Adventure at all. It feels very low rent for as far as Disney shows go. I mean, it's aimed at the really young kids, which is fine. A lot of Disney is aimed at the really young kids. But one of the great things about Pixar is they always pitch certain things at an adult audience as well that, you know, that make it work on multiple levels. And I don't really think that the Great Bird Adventure does that as much. And there's so many things in the Up movie that are absolutely do fit that bill, but I just don't get a lot of them out of this show. So drenched socks and squishy shoes and all, I still think you got to go Cali River Rapids here.
And the sixth seed Cali River Rapids picks up the first vote. Up next, we've got Marissa.
There's nothing I dislike more than squishy, wet shoes and clothes. Plus, I wear Birkenstocks, and I'm not going to get my Birkenstocks wet on Cali River Rapids. God forbid. Jeff hates me so much. This has recently become our boys' favorite ride at Animal Kingdom. They also have turned the water drenchage down since COVID, so you don't get really as soaked right now. I like bird shows, even if they are kitschy and cheesy and go towards the younger demographic. And I love Up. It's not a whole lot of Up, but I'm going to give it my vote.
And Up, a Great Bird Adventure, picks up a vote. Steven?
Big thing about the Cali River Rapids is if the weather is such that you want to get on the rapids, the line is forever. And if the weather is such that you don't want to get wet and be cold, then the line is super short. And that's like the only time it's convenient to get on it. So it has a problem with that. The last three times I have been to the Up Bird Show, the script was different all three times. They can just not find a formula in that works. Frankly, they were better with Guano Joe back before they were trying to squeeze Up where it doesn't actually belong. It was a better show then, because at least it was a show built around the birds and not built around the guy in the dog costume. So, yeah, Kali's got issues. The line's wonky that on hot days it balloons till forever. But I'd rather go on Kali than watch that bird show, because that bird show is a mess, and they know it's a mess because they keep changing it, and they can't get it to work. You really want to see birds? Just look up in the sky. The parrots fly through the sky a couple times a day. They're much prettier, and it's a better display of birds than that show. So that's what you should do.
And Cali River Rapids picks up its second vote, and we're on to Nikki.
I can't imagine anything worse than either one of these right now. Like, I mean, yeah, I don't like water rides. I don't like them at all. And I am terrified of birds, like paralyzing fear of birds. And I don't care if they add Up to it. It's still that same creepy bird show from before, that I got forced to go on one time. And I said, never, ever again. That bird flew over my head and was aiming for me. I know it was. So I'll go with Cali River Rapids because at least I know I'll probably survive. I don't know if I can make it through the bird show. The birds might attack. So Cali River Rapids.
just like in that Stanley Kubrick classic, The Birds. Oh, so I can't rip on Chris. He's not even here. This is the wrong podcast anyway. I'm sorry.
It's all right. We'll make sure he hears it no matter what. And Cali River Rapids does pick up its decisive third vote, but we would love to hear what Joel has to say.
I absolutely hate being wet and walking around the park. Of course, they put the Cali River ride all the way in the back of the park. So by the time I get to the trams, I'm completely chafed. However, Steven mentioned it and he hit the nail right on the head. Guano Joe, that flaming, completely extra tour guide made the show for me in the bird show. They took him away. I'm still a little pissed at that. It hasn't been the same. I'm going to go with Cali River Rapids.
And Cali River Rapids picks up its fourth vote, moving it on to the round of 32. Our next matchup is the 3 seed of Kilimanjaro Safari versus the 14 seed of Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail. Up first is Marissa.
Gorilla Falls has no chance against Kilimanjaro Safari. It's always different. Always get to see the animals doing something. You will sometimes get that coveted picture of the lion on the rock. We've gotten that quite a few times. We've been lucky enough. You get to go see animals. You got to go through the bird sanctuary. You always are afraid if something's going to land on you. But you get to see giraffes on the safari. So that gets my vote.
Kilimanjaro Safari kicks us off with the first vote. Steven, what say you?
Yeah, I mentioned on the Maharaja Jungle track that I'm a person that really likes zoos, and the walkthrough here also very, very good. Particularly, it's got a very good African ape exhibit. If you really want to see a gorilla or a chimpanzee up close in a way that you're not going to get to see in a lot of other places, absolutely take that trek. But, like I said, I'm a person that likes zoos and likes looking at animals, and you're going to get a better experience of that on the Kilimanjaro Safari ride. You're going to get closer. You're going to get to see them more interacting in their natural environments, or at least a better simulation of their natural environments. It really is a different ride every time you go on it, because animals are finicky like that. Ask Ian Malcolm. He can tell you a whole lecture about it. I've never gotten a lion on the goddamn Kopi. They're always lying back. The little bastards. They never, never line up for me. I've gotten great experiences with everything else. Even on the night safaris that they've started doing again, where they let the hyenas out and stuff. Still, you're going to get excellent, excellent pictures there as long as you've got a decent camera. Absolutely. If you're an animal lover, if you just want a good experience, if you just want an experience you're not going to get anywhere else, really, particularly in Florida. You have to go through one of those weird drive-through zoos, and they're not going to be as good. I've been through the drive-through zoos. The Kilimanjaro Safari is a better experience by far, because you're not having to worry about your vehicle getting damaged the whole time. So absolutely, Kilimanjaro Safari. It was the original e-ticket at this park. It's been replaced since then, but it's still top tier. Cannot miss. Ride it multiple times.
And Kilimanjaro Safari picks up its second vote. Nikki.
I love looking at the gorillas. Gorillas are one of my favorites. So I always like to go look at the gorillas. Kilimanjaro Safaris, I admit, I was a little scared because one time an ostrich, I think, was going to attack me. It was really close to attacking me. I mean, I don't know. I think it was probably like, I think it was close to me. So that ostrich I was not happy about, but I feel like it is the animal kingdom. I mean, that's what the park is. I mean, the Kilimanjaro Safaris, it really does feel like you're on an African safari in the middle of Florida. It does an excellent job of that. And for me, that's kind of the foundation of this theme park, the animal kingdom. So, I think you have to give it to Kilimanjaro Safaris, although the ostriches are not nice.
All right, a vote for the safaris without the ostriches. Joel, what do you say here?
Just rewind about 10 minutes to my complaints about having to do a trek to hear my thoughts on Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail. But I got to admit, I love the spontaneity of Kilimanjaro Safari. I mean, where else can you have a zebu block the tram for 17 minutes because he's not moving from the road, you know, and you just sit there watching him as he chews his own cud in there? Where else can you have a rhino drop a massive turd 3 feet from the van? I mean, those are experiences that I can never, never forget. They're life-changing. And because of that, Kilimanjaro Safari for me.
And Kilimanjaro picks up its fourth vote. Mike?
Yeah, sweep it. I mean, Nikki kind of said it. The Kilimanjaro Safari, I feel like, is synonymous with the Animal Kingdom. I mean, it's not its bread and butter. There's a lot of things, a lot of other attractions at the Animal Kingdom. But I feel like your experience is never complete if you go to the Animal Kingdom and you don't hit up the Kilimanjaro Safari. So as much as the gorilla show is good too, you got to sweep it and move the safari along.
And that we do. The Kilimanjaro Safari picks up its fifth vote to move on to the second round. We've got two matchups left. Let's see how they go. We've got the 7-seed dinosaur versus the 10-seed of It's Tough to Be a Bug. Up first, we've got Steven.
It's Tough to Be a Bug is better than both the Cali River Rapids and the Up Bird Experience. I feel really, really upset that It's Tough to Be a Bug has to go up against IDM Everest, because come on. That's unfair to It's Tough to Be a Bug. Tough to Be a Bug is a great show. I love the show. I love the fact that my fiance forgets that the bugs crawl under your butt as you leave every time. So every time I get to watch her jump 10 feet in the air. It's a cute show. I think Ants is not the best movie, but it works well there. I think I really, really love It's Tough to Be a Bug. And I love the fact that it takes place in the tree, just like Spaceship Earth takes place in the golf ball. I love the fact that there's a ride in the Tree of Life, or at least an attraction, not a ride. But it just got a terrible, terrible seed here. I mean, there's no way It's Tough to Be a Bug could win. I'm going to spend all my time talking about how much I love Tough to Be a Bug, and then I'm going to vote the other way here, because It's Tough to Be a Bug deserves praise and adoration. It deserves to be something you go on every time you go to Animal Kingdom, and it also deserves to lose here. So, sorry, Flick, you're losing.
And Dinosaur picks up its first vote. Nikki?
I mean, I think I would have to go with Tough to Be a Bug on this one. I mean, Dinosaur is fun, but it's sort of, I don't remember it that well. I mean, it is kind of like a Jurassic Park. I mean, I've been on it, but I had trouble like remembering it, to be honest. It's just kind of like a little mini Jurassic Park experience. So I'm going to go with Tough to Be a Bug.
And just like that, we split the votes. Tough to Be a Bug picks up its first. Joel?
Dinosaur was one of the first rides that we convinced Angelina to go on, thinking that after reading of reviews and all that kind of stuff, it's you go in a Jeep and yeah, it bumps you around a little bit or something like that, but maybe she'll have fun on it. The Asian family that sat in front of us did not appreciate her screaming bloody murder for the next 7 minutes in that ride. Just nonstop wailing from my daughter. It is a very rough ride to me. It really jerks you around and it goes fast, but not in a rock and roller coaster good way kind of fast. Like I've slipped a couple discs, I think, on that ride. I'm with Steven on this one. It is my favorite thing in the world to sit there and watch people who have never been to It's Tough to Be a Bug get scared to death when the little fleas crawl underneath them and stuff like that. So I got to go for It's Tough to Be a Bug.
And It's Tough to Be a Bug picks up a second vote. Mike?
Good God.
Here we go. So first of all, a full disclosure, I actually only saw A Bug's Life about 2 weeks ago for the first time ever when we sat down and watched it with Abby, and I actually really liked it. So I think if I went to the It's Tough to Be a Bug show again, I might appreciate it a little more in that context. But generally speaking, for me, it's really tough for a show to beat a thrill ride to me, and that's going to be the case here. Dinosaurs are just way cooler than bugs. And even if it's sort of, you know, I think Nikki's a little right. It's a little bit of a Jurassic Park knockoff, but I think it's still a fun ride. I don't know that it has the legs to get much further than this round, especially given what I'm fairly certain is going to be the winner in the next matchup. But I am going to give Dinosaur my vote here.
And we've got our first deciding vote of Animal Kingdom coming down to Marissa. Now, I think both Joel and Steven have used their buzzer beaters. That leaves Mike or Nikki to use your buzzer beater for Marissa here.
Look, I'm not allowed to use a buzzer beater, but I'm just going to let you know my hands are underneath a table pressed upwards, ready to flip.
Well, now I can't wait to see how this goes. Marissa, it's on you.
I don't think you need to worry, Steven. It's Tough to Be a Bug is it's fine show. Little kids seem to be terrified of Hopper. You're terrified of Hopper?
That man's scary.
It is Kevin Spacey doing the voice, after all.
Yeah, well.
He does Pokey in the back with something.
Oh, God. Unnecessary.
Jesus.
We went there. We went there.
Jeff did.
Okay. Hopper can be scary to kids, but it's fun. I have very, very, very strong opinions on Dinoland USA. And that it just needs completely rethemed. And it needs to be rethemed as Indiana Jones. Because Dinosaur is the same ride, track, and system as the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland. Give me that ride now, please. Dinosaur is fun. I like it. I don't mind how rough it is. Please don't take that out of context. I think it's unfortunate that it's in the intellectual property that it is, because it kind of failed to begin with. I don't know how different it was when it was Race to Extinction. I know I wrote it, I just don't remember how different it was from Dinosaur. But despite all that, Dinosaur is a better ride here.
All right, I believe Dinosaur has the win. 3-2 over It's Tough to Be a Bug, moving it on to the round of 32. With our final decision tonight in the Animal Kingdom region, we have the 2 seed of Expedition Everest versus the 15 seed of Conservation Station. Up first, we've got Nikki.
I mean, I don't think this is a competition for me. I mean, Expedition Everest, to me, is, I still think, one of the best coasters at Disney. I love the Yeti. He's great. Conservation Station, I wasn't even totally sure what that was. I guess it's like a little area that you can do things. I think that's where the animation stuff is. But yeah, I was a little confused. But yeah, Expedition Everest is really fun. So I'm going Expedition Everest.
And just like that, Expedition Everest has its first vote. Joel?
Captain, unpopular opinion here. Expedition Everest. My daughter is a huge fan of Disco Yeti. That's the Yeti with the strobe light on him towards the end. But I've only ridden it once. And when you get to the part where it decides to go in reverse and switch tracks, I don't know if this is a normal thing or not, but it was a long pause for the track to rotate and lock in and make sure all the safety measures were checked before it finally backed you up and moved on to the next phase of it. And it was just kind of awkward to me. I did not enjoy it much either. I also didn't like going backwards. Conservation Station, on the other hand, has a petting zoo. It has a whole show with a pig that does a painting with its snout, and one of the kids in the audience gets to keep it. I don't know. That's just a fun little excursion getaway in the park for all young and old. So I'm going Conservation Station.
And again, we've split the vote. Conservation Station picks up its first vote. Mike?
No, I'm sorry. Expedition Everest is a great roller coaster. It's thrilling, and it is like the first time you ride it when you hit the thing where the Yeti is torn out the track and it shifts, and it's maybe it's a little long to do the shift where you're going backwards, but it's because it's pausing to let you live in that moment of terror about, like, I don't know what's happening right now because I've never been on a roller coaster that's done this before. At least I certainly hadn't. I think it's a fantastic coaster. And I mean, I think it's probably got a clear path to the Sweet 16, in my opinion. Definitely gets my vote here.
And Expedition Everest picks up its second vote. Marissa?
Conservation Station, I haven't been to since its refurb. So I don't know what it's like now. I know it still has a petting zoo. When we used to go, it had like the little booths that go and watch stuff, and it was kind of boring. I don't know what it's like now. Maybe it's better. Expedition Everest, we have Disco Yeti because the giant Yeti animatronic is broken and they won't spend the thousands or whatever millions of dollars to fix it for some reason. But it's still fun. It's still a great coaster. So Expedition Everest is going to get my vote.
And Expedition Everest picks up its third and deciding vote, but let's hear from Steven on his thoughts on this.
Conservation Station is not bad. It's definitely more for the little kids because it's got petting zoo. It does have the All-Starter with a Pig show, which is a fun show. I'd actually recommend that because there's some animals that you don't think of as trainable that actually can do some pretty interesting things. But Expedition Everest is the closest I've ever come to killing a person. And I mean that quite literally. The person in question was my grandmother. And you know how, like, in front of thrill rides, they have those things that tell you about, like, people with blood pressure issues should not get on this ride? Fun fact, they're not joking. So I've been on Expedition Everest many times, and that one particular time, I had to spend some time at the Disney Emergency Medical Station after riding it, just to make sure she would recover enough, because both my brother and I were fairly certain we had cajoled our grandmother through an entire day of pestering her into committing suicide via Everest. So that has not deterred me from ever going back on it, though. I still ride it all the time. But yeah, that's the closest I've ever come to, if not homicide, at least manslaughter, was on Expedition Everest. So this one's for you, Grandma, Expedition Everest.
And I believe Expedition Everest picks...
Grandma got ran over by a Yeti.
Oh, Grandma. All right. Well, we have finished out our round of 32. Moving on in our Animal Kingdom round, we've got Avatar Flight of Passage, and it'll go up against Finding Nemo the Musical. Then we'll have the Animation Experience battling it out with Festival of the Lion King. After that, we'll have Kali River Rapids up against the Kilimanjaro Safari. And in the last matchup in the round of 32, we'll have Dinosaur versus Expedition Everest. Well, we can't wait to see you there as we begin our round of 32. In the next show, we'll be diving right back into Magic Kingdom and Epcot. But if you like what we're doing here and you want to help support what we're doing, please feel free to join us over at patreon.com. We just started getting up and running over there, and we've got some bonus content for you. We've also got our new show, Boozy Revisited, where we go over all the bad and tough decisions we had to make the month before here on this show, which you know we get things wrong all the time, and we love to go over those. So if you want to help us out and you love what we do here, join us at patreon.com/PTEBB. That is PTEBB for Pub Trivia Experience and Boozy Bracketology, our sister podcasts, and we'd love to see you over there. As always, you can always check us out on social media everywhere at Boozy Bracketology outside of Twitter, where we are Boozy Brackets due to those awful character limitations they put on us over there. And if you want to join us in chat or discuss any of the latest decisions we've made or things where we've got wrong or just generally want to give us praise and or hate, join us at the Lounge, fans of Pub Trivia and Boozy Bracketology on Facebook. We'd love to interact with you there and just chat with you and find out what you're loving about the show, what you're hating about the show, and where we went wrong. I've been your host, Jeff, and we will look forward to see you on the next show. For the Boozy Bracketology, I've been Jeff.
I've been Marissa.
I've been Steven.
Nikki.
Unpopular opinion, Joel.
And I'm Mike.
And we will see you in the round of 32.